I was concerned because it seemed people weren't listening and they weren't responding. The Lord has opened my eyes to see that so much of everything I do is geared around if people respond. And if they don't, into my head comes this creeping thing of rejection. Of course, all that is total foolishness. Nevertheless, there it is sometimes, not always, but occasionally. Enough so my underlying need for recognition and approval needs to be dealt with. And I mean dealt with now, before it seriously dims my ears to hearing the Lord. One time I became concerned because I didn't seem to be getting anywhere. So I talked to the Lord, asked why no one responded. Was it because I didn't have a big name? Was it because I didn't come to the table with the backing of some big ministry? Often it seemed I would open my mouth with the word of the Lord and people would yawn, revealing a ho-hum attitude, or find a reason to go somewhere else and clean their nails or something. Then along would come some well-known, big-named person and say the same thing, and the same people would clap their hands like little children at the circus, declaring, "Oh, that's the word of the Lord, it's the Lord." On one hand, it's the truth. Sometimes it's not what was said, but who said it. But on the other hand, if it's what God gave you, then they are His words and He will prosper them at the right time. Our job is to be obedient and do what He has asked of us, not to run quick to count our blessings. 1, 2, 3, 4, constantly measuring if we're okay or not. Often I find myself like the man who planted a tomato plant, then laid down beside it to watch for fruit, which would be an indicator of if he did it right. In the moments following the planting, nothing seemed to be happening, and the longer he laid there staring at the plant, the more he felt like a failure because nothing seemed to be happening. Eventually, the man got up and walked away feeling like a complete failure, only to return weeks later and the little plant had significantly grown and had little buds coming out where tomatoes would soon appear. Friends, some things just take time. Let us see our doing what God has asked as planting seeds. Remembering as God prospers the process, seeds take time to sprout roots. Sunlight and watering must happen. It all takes time, and we must simply trust God and not be discouraged when nothing appears to be happening. In the meantime, during my season of resolving my need for recognition and approval, the Lord gave me a dream. In the dream, I was in charge of a large truck garden, which is typically larger than 3 acres and less than 10. The rows were neat and mounded up and were clear of weeds. It was well tended. There were people here and there tending the advancement of all that was growing. A truck arrived behind me with large flats of transplants in a rack over the bed. The driver got out, grabbed a couple of the transplants, and walked over to me and said,
"Here you go. Chestnut plants, just as you ordered."
I took one in my hand, noting it was healthy and vibrant, but said,
"Chestnut plants? I don't know if they'll grow, much less if I can sell them."
Meaning in our geographical location, the climate may not be right, and the marketability, from my perspective, could be poor. Suddenly, from the far left of the field came a guy I farmed with years ago. He was broad-shouldered, lean, and deeply tanned with heavy creases in his neck, wearing a t-shirt and a big chew of tobacco in his mouth, which was exactly as I remembered him. As he got closer, he said something which still deeply impacts me to this day. He said,
"The farming season is upon us, boys. Just put it in the ground, just put it in the ground."
Then he took a couple transplants from my hands, walked over to one of the unplanted rows, and with a fat wooden peg, he poked a hole in the soft earth, stuck the plant in the hole, pushed soil in tight against it, and said again,
"The farming season is upon us, boys. Just put it in the ground, just put it in the ground."
And then,
yes, and then,
he looked straight at me and spoke again.
"If God has given you the increase, don't worry if it'll grow or sell. It's his crop, and he'll take care of all that. The farming season is upon us, son. Just put it in the ground, just put it in the ground."
Then he went back to planting the slips. Poke a hole, put a plant in the hole, cover the roots tight with soil, and continue on down the row. Poke, plant, cover, poke, plant, cover, to the end. Persistent, consistent, and repeatable. So, the word for you and me is, don't waste your time looking back to see how successful you are. Counting who shows up, who responds, and who doesn't. Always measuring to see if you're okay or not. Ha! Aren't we always measuring? Checking to see who likes us and who doesn't. Who responds and who doesn't. Who is with us and who's not. Who approves and who doesn't. Or maybe it's disapproval by just making no response at all. Always counting. Always measuring. Listen now. God says you're okay. So trust him that you're okay. He's given you a mission. And I say this to you. The farming season is upon us, friends. Just put it in the ground. Just put it in the ground. God has given you purpose and the provision. It is his crop, and he'll take care of the growing and marketing. The farming season is upon us. Just put it in the ground. Just put it in the ground. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.